The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. I wanted to go over some of the emails of the day. And those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. John Ball writes me from Shady Cove on the Press Act. Bill, so Senator Ron Wyden supports and pushes for the Press Act to be passed. Does that include television, radio, and social media? Podcast too. Let the lies begin. Hopefully this doesn't go through. Yeah, the press, I believe, is about subsidizing newspapers, local newspapers, I think is where they're going, local news sources like that, if I recall correctly, John. And yeah, they've been having a big, big problem. I was just reading an article in OPB the other day that shows that the number of people working in Oregon on newspaper journalism, maybe about 20, 30 years ago, about 5,000 people maybe working in that in total, and now less than 500. It is just a shadow of what it once was. And as you notice here, even the Rogue Valley Tribune ended up having two or three more layoffs, handful of layoffs the other day, on top of a staff that was already pretty darn thin. But I got to tell you, that's nothing unusual here. That is the way all legacy media, I think, has been having to deal with it. You're having to do a lot more with a lot less. And I dare say, you know, you have the online marketplace, the Googles of the world that end up directing most of that, a lot of that advertising these days. And the chains will not tend to advertise with legacy. You know, that's why I don't get all that turned on when, ooh, boy, here's another chain big box store, because they tend to just kind of do their own thing. Do they go with your local paper or your local news sources? No, they just sit there and they put national ad buys in there. And you know, maybe your talk radio show ends up getting some of that, but that's why we talk with people who are local businesses, have their roots in the community, and are trying to do as little of that vacuuming out of the community into the corporate maw, wherever it might be, Bentonville, Arkansas, or otherwise, okay? 770-5633, we could talk about that. Hans Albuquerque writes me this morning, Bill, great bumper sticker I saw. Tonight in Chicago, multitudes of citizens showed up in hats and shirts and said, Chicago flips red, at the end of multiple complaints to the mayor about how they've loyally supported the reprobates. One guy said at the end, this is the end of vote blue, no matter who. Amen. Hans Albuquerque. Hans, thanks for writing about that. Karen writes me, Bill, my 16-year-old grandson just got his driver's license. And just like that, this shows up. It's a voter notification card. Yep, there he is. He's in there in precinct number 28, 56 House District, Senate District 28, 2nd Congressional District. Yeah, it's right there. 16-year-old, right? Maybe this is, maybe you are registered as a voter, but hopefully he doesn't get a ballot. Karen, let me know if he gets a ballot, okay? 770-5633 to join in about that. Hey, Bill, this is from Bonnie. Saw a comment posted on Red State that I thought sounded like a potentially good idea. Instead of employers providing medical coverage, handle it like we do at home and auto, find our own. Of course, that doesn't address the affordability, and I'm not sure the best way to fix that. Step one, cancel Obamacare and its restrictions. But I'd love to be responsible for my own coverage. I bet employers would love that, too. I don't know. Maybe the thing to do here, Bonnie, over in Tualatin, is to get employers out of the business, perhaps, and maybe just include that compensation. Remember, that compensation, the money they spend on your health insurance, is part of your total compensation package. Maybe they just say, okay, we're spending $8,000 a year per employee. Here it is, $8,000. You do with it what you will, and you find the coverage that you like. Could be. Email Bill at BillMyerShow.com. Appreciate that. Oh, one more I want to go, and then I'll hit the phones. Dan Baker writes in, this is a Monarchs and CO2, a letter sent to Senator Merkley, because yesterday we were talking about the monarch butterflies. There's an issue there, but of course, you know what the Merck's going to want, locking up lands and nonprofits getting paid to take care of the monarchs, I guess. But Dan says, Bill, the monarch butterfly larvae feed exclusively on milkweed. Milkweed will grow only in places that get full sunlight. The best place for milkweed is wide open, sunny places. The only place for solar panels is also wide open, sunny places. The milkweed thrives on carbon dioxide. It's time to stop fooling around and start producing more of the life-giving gas and removing the solar farms. How many million butterflies are murdered by the giant blades of the windmills that line their migration routes? Now that monarchs are officially a threatened species, we must save these creatures. It's time to save our planet from vicious industrial energy production. Thank you, Senator Merkley, for leading the effort to save our world and our safety. A little tongue-in-cheek there. Hey, Dan? Appreciate the email, bill@billmeyershow.com. What is on your mind? It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. First person's up. I don't know who you are, so we're just going to be nimble and play along. Who's this?
Hi, Bill. It's Lucretia.
Lucretia. Oh, I should have known. Should have been new. Your ears are burning. What are you thinking this morning, huh?
Well, a couple points. One, just as far as plastics, mm-hmm. Dr. Klinghart says the worst is definitely the polymers they're putting in the air and, you know, through the geoengineering. Because those are the small ones that easily get into us, not the big plastics. They don't break down to these polymers or what's in your clothes that also, every time you wash, it goes into the water, and it's gender-bending the population to the animals.
Is there a way to reformulate those? Is there a way for that to reformulate those plastics? Does the doctor know if there's a way to reformulate the plastic in order to get...
It's the synthetic or whatever, the oil... fertilizers that is also gender bending the population. They're finding ways to really get it out there and really, you know.
So you think it's an actual intentional? It's intentional to gender bend it?
Yeah. But that's not my big point of the day. I want to ask you, in your opinion, do you think Oswald killed Kennedy?
No.
Me neither. So I want to tell you just a little bit, because, again, going back to gerrymandering, they leave their signature. These are not coincidences. It's all very occult. The Catholic Church is the one that picked out the English language, the 26 letters, the alphabet. And the fourth book of the Bible is on numerology, okay? And so I want to give you a couple numbers that is really quite amazing. I can't pronounce his name. Lugo Magoni? That adds to 73. United Healthcare adds to 73. This shooting was at the 47-story Midtown Hilton Hotel, complete with 47 suites, 47 days before inauguration of Trump.
Oh, so number 47. Yeah. Now, number 47, by the way, is a master number in numerology, from what I recall. Number 47, that's 11, right? Adds to 11.
Mm-hmm. And it's where Trump was for the 2016 selection. Okay. Then you've got Inauguration Day at the 201 is another big one. And the nation's age, you know, Inauguration Day is also on 21, which is 201 or 120.
Well, I mean, you can take the numbers then and twist them all the time. And what does this have to do with it, though?
Well, it's just that the day they did it, the Jesuit order is 201.
Okay, the day they did it. Who? No, the day they did it. No, the day Luigi did it.
Well, wait a minute. You're saying he did it, and did you believe that Oswald killed Kennedy?
Are not connected.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you. Lenin amounts to 74. Oswald amounts to 74. Killing amounts to 74.
No, the numerology may match, but that doesn't mean that Luigi Mangione is connected to Oswald's assassination. Remember, Oswald was a CIA guy. You know,
okay.
We always have to remember that. Okay.
Okay. Who are his parents? What do you know about his parents?
I don't care about his parents other than they're very wealthy people. Yes.
Okay. You know, he himself was valedictorian, Ivy League graduate.
Yeah.
You know, his friends said there's no way he could have done this.
Okay. Now, how about this? How about this? I would be much more willing to say that Luigi Mangione could be our latest MK Ultra patsy. How about that? You happy?
You know, Bill, the other day you were talking...
No, I just asked you a question.
Oh, I'm going there.
Come on.
I'm going there. I'm going there. Because basically the other day you were saying all these children now have mental problems. You know, one of the things he posted And because this was put up by Jack Hubbard that talks about Gematria, he said, one of the things he posted, it was a book, I'd love to have you get this author on, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness.
And oh, I have no doubt about that. That's certainly a lot of it. But I would also dare say that you spend a number of years in the cesspool known as the Ivy League these days. And if you don't hate companies when you go in, you hate them when you come out. All right. Appreciate the call there, Lucretia. Got to go. All right. Let me go to, I want to make sure everybody gets a bite of Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Otherwise, we run out of Thursday. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Bill. It's Brad here. Good morning to you. Bill, what's more important to organized society than the regular availability of electrical power? Name me one thing.
Maybe, it's all connected, though. Water, sewer, things like that. Water, sewer, food. But it's all connected to electrical power.
Exactly. We don't get water unless we have electricity to run the pumps, do we?
Nope. That we do not.
So the reason that we're interested in this is that hot off the press, we have a report. You can look it up online if you like. But the Western Electricity Coordinating Council has just published a report that they are looking at unprecedented shortages of electricity. We have demand growing 20% by 2034, double its forecast 2 years ago. And it states, meanwhile, power providers plan to add large amounts of wind, solar, and retire coal and natural gas plants, which are scalable baseline power producers. And they state that as the demand grows, the reliability of the system is going to be reduced because of the uncertainty of solar and wind to be able to provide baseline load availability.
Okay, so perhaps Jeff Merkley shouldn't be. Okay, so Jeff Merkley maybe shouldn't be sweating the monarch butterflies and the microplastics, or not.
Along with that, Bill, we've got this is a week old. We've got a 10,000, one of the largest so-called solar farms ever built in the United States that has just been sited over in Eastern Oregon, over in Morrow County. 10,000 acres of farmland. Remember when they started this discussion, they said, oh, we're not going to build these over the farmland. We're just going to build these solar deals where it isn't being utilized. Well, this is 10,000 acres of prime farmland that they're going to take up. And, you know, just for some context, it took us 19 years to add a little over 4,000 acres to the Medford Urban Growth Boundary, right? 19 years to add 4,000
acres. Yeah, we do. We do more than that for one solar farm. Got it. All right. Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks for bringing it up. 770-5633. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You want to add a couple in? 770-5633. If you're on hold, we'll get right to you. Have room for one more. This is the Bill Myers Show.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why we say fall and winter are great times for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
One of each K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145 Telluride VIN 576420 MSRP 43330 5982 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 1/2/25.
Get the gift you really want. It's the holiday trade up during the season of new traditions at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all new 2025 Kia K5. 2024 LXS. Just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive. Only $229 a month lease. Both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
You can go ahead and take everything you've ever been taught or believed in.
The myth of the Aeon Sophia, who is our mother.
And toss it out the window.
Says that when she came out of the Galactic Center, accidentally produced a bizarre alien species.
The truth is finally here.
Our very Earth mother, who produced us, also produced the Archons by an accident.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights on KMED and KMED.com. You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
It's 8:35. Lynn, save me here. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I have three quick comments.
Sure.
The first one is, God bless Lucretia, but the Book of Numbers is not about numerology. It's about the preparation of the children of Israel to invade the Promised Land, and it starts with a census, and there's lots of numbering of soldiers and stuff like that. So I just want to comment on that.
Okay.
And also a quick comment about milkweed. Another issue with milkweed is it tends to grow along the outside of agricultural fields. And since glyphosate is now sprayed liberally on so many crops just to dry them, not necessarily for weed control, it's killing off all the milkweed.
By the way, what does milkweed look like, Lynn? I don't know if I've...
It's kind of pretty. I mean, because I have monarchs that come to my house, and not as many in recent years, though. But I planted some milkweed. It's sort of a... It's got skinny leaves and pretty little purple blossoms made up of tiny little blossoms. And it reseeds every year, so that's kind of nice.
Okay, I'm looking at a picture. Yeah. Okay, it's actually a pretty attractive looking plant, really. It is pretty. All right.
It's kind of pretty. I mean, and then it makes seed pods that aren't that pretty. But anyway, if anyone wants to attract monarchs, you can plant some milkweed and they might come.
So that would make sense, though, if you're talking about, and that's what Merkley was talking about, some of the commercially available herbicides, glyphosate certainly one of them. If they grow by the edge of agricultural areas, that would tend to be wiping out then some monarch butterfly habitat, right?
As well as making all of us sick. So I would support that issue. I wanted to make a quick comment because someone had written in about writing a letter to Merkley, I think. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to comment. I heard this hilarious and wonderful talk by Thomas Massie, who's a congressman. He's a Renaissance man. He's absolutely amazing. Anyway, no time to say all the things that he's done. But he talked about in his office, he gets maybe 6 phone calls a day. And if he gets more than that, on the same issue, they pay attention. And he recommends if you care about a particular issue, don't email, call them up and ask to speak to the legislative aide on that particular subject and see if you can get a hold of somebody who actually deals with that issue. And at the very least, call because that and not try to get 10 of your friends to call, and that will get more attention and more response than any email or letter we might send. And I just wanted to pass that on because I thought that was really helpful.
Phone calls to legislative aides. Good idea. And we will highly recommend that then. Makes a lot of sense. So you're right. The emails then kind of go to the circular file or we don't have to pay attention to it. But calls are really showing more, I guess, more skin in the game. Would that be fair?
Yeah. And there's a lot of like blanket emails that go on a subject, you know, and I'm guilty of this too. If I don't have time, you know, they'll say, send an email about this issue. And it's a pre-made letter and everything. And all you do is put your name in and then they send it. Well, they don't really care about those letters because they know they aren't personal. So a personal phone call, a personal letter is better than those blanket emails. But then best of all is a phone call.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Good call. Appreciate it. Go to the next call here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Francine.
Francine, take it away.
All right. Well, you know, the whole thing with electric cars versus, you know, gasoline and diesel powered vehicles, which are, of course, what most of us with any brains prefer. there's this kind of, you know, love hate with the petroleum industry, mm-hmm. because aside from that, then they do make all these horrible plastics that are really convenient, but are totally polluting the earth. Well, I looked up the researchgate.net. They have an article that's by the International Journal of Petrochemical Science and Engineering, and where the thermal conversion of waste plastics into fuel oil. We could turn it all back into fuel.
But that would mean carbon. No, I'm just saying you can hear Merkley say that, right?
I know, but I mean, what do you do with all the plastic? What does it do when it's...
Hey, turn it back into fuel oil? Works for me, okay? No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
no, I'm with you.
Just, I'll send you the link.
Okay, please do. I'll take one more call for Conspiracy Theory Thursday, and then we'll bring it to a close for a little while longer. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Jamie, and I'm a gardener out in Rogue River. And
hi, Jamie.
3 years ago... Hi. 3 years ago, I bought milkweed plants at a nursery in Grants Pass and developed a good-sized stand of milkweed. And so once I had that going, I got online last spring and tried to order milkweed or monarch eggs or caterpillars, mm-hmm. and they cannot be shipped to Oregon because of regulation.
Really?
None of the sites that I visited, there's several monarch, Save the Monarch sites, none of them can ship eggs or caterpillars to Oregon.
I wonder why there's a regulation like that. That doesn't make sense if you have Merkley talking about the need to bring more monarch butterflies here.
Absolutely. So he's on a soapbox and trying to develop a plan, and I've not seen a monarch here. We have 10 acres in Oregon, in Weimar, and I've gardened for years. It's all organic. We have no pesticides. We're very, very careful about everything we use in the garden. And I've not seen a monarch since I've been here. So the only way to introduce them is to get eggs or caterpillars. And they're sold all over the United States. Most of the states
can
get them.
All right. Hey, thank you very much
there
for letting me know about that. I mean, that's I'm going to try to find out why it is you can't buy monarchs here. You can't get monarchs from here. I hope they're not considered an invasive species. You never know what the Oregon state rules are, okay? It's 19 before 9. On one hand, you have the Merck saying, we need more monarchs. And then Oregon says, it's an invasive species. Who knows?
This is Insurance Agent A.
Hey.
He sells for one company only.
It's the absolute best.
To my right, an exemplary insurance agent, an independent, which means...
I can help you research multiple insurance plans, giving you a much better look at who actually has the better coverage.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not what our customers say.
Well, I can't compete with that.
Home, auto, health, life. Sky Park Insurance is your local independent agency that shops for the best coverage for less. Steve makes insurance easy.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Medford's rolling out an $880,000 mobile emergency command center. It'll provide a platform to help emergency responders better communicate and coordinate during wildfires, earthquakes, floods, hostage negotiations, or crime scene investigations. The Oregon Department of Agriculture is releasing details about its program to test milk for bird flu. Oregon is one of six states to test milk. By January, 75% of the state's milk will be under surveillance. There have been no cases of bird flu detected in Oregon dairy cattle or milk yet. The Oregon High School Success Grant Program needs more data to determine if it's actually working. A state audit finds that over 6 years, $760 million has been used to increase career and technical programs and increase programs to reduce dropouts. The audit says there isn't enough information to know if the grants are successful. Bill London, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on-site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy-duty hangers, zinc-plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great. Talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
You want price transparency? I'll give you price transparency. Joel here with Butler Ford and Truck Center, and from now through the end of December, I'm posting every invoice on every single new Ford on the lot. Walk the lot, see your invoice price, and let's make a deal. I've got 44 F-150s with the invoices posted, 56 Super Duties with the invoices posted, 51 Broncos with the invoices posted. Plus, I've got Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, Mavericks, Mustangs. All 226 new Fords on the lot have the invoice posted at Butler Ford for the rest of December. And remember, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of the 179 tax deduction for the year-end purchase, Butler Ford is your 179 headquarters. All my Super Duties qualify for the 179 deduction, or maybe you want a lease. Come see me, and I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, your savings. Well, we got it all. And for the rest of December, dealer invoices clearly posted, making it easy for you to get a great deal on your next Ford.
If your home computer has issues, call Tech Nomad. Tech Nomad is your locally owned and operated computer repair and tech support. They help with annual diagnostics, tune-ups, software updates, removing viruses, installing antivirus, upgrading hard drives, and more. Tech Nomad offers remote diagnostics by phone, pickup and drop-off, or in-home service. Phishing scams are sophisticated, so an innocent click may be damaging your computer performance or compromising your privacy. Call your IT department, Tech Nomad. Visit mytechnomad.com.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
It's quarter before nine, time for Open for Business. We talk with people running locally owned and operated businesses and business organizations in this particular case. And you know, I was talking about how, you know, the chaining of America and, you know, me being a local radio station, local media, we're big fans of local business and local people. And Lisa Kelly is here this morning. Good morning, Lisa. Great to have you on.
Good morning.
Yeah, Lisa McCleese Kelly.
That's right.
There we go. I got to get the name right. Normally, we're talking about Kelly's Automotive and Wipeout Hunger and all the rest. You have a new system or a new operation that you're working with, and it's called Network in Action. Network in Action. And by the way, you can find out more about this, and I will post this naturally, networkinaction.com, and you can just click on the Find a Group. But what is Network in Action? Is this another way of getting people connected with business opportunities or opportunities? You know, what do you do?
Yeah, we're a mastermind and networking group. We meet once a month. We have one person per professional classification, and our goal is to help them become closer, faster, and then I like to help them grow personally, professionally, and then also grow their business. I like to say that I connect, coach, and promote amazing people.
Okay. And how many groups do you have right now?
We have three currently, one in Grants Pass, one in Medford, and we have a Christian group that also meets in Medford. And we're starting another Christian group that will meet early in the morning online.
Okay. How is this different from, let's say, you know, you'll hear about chamber groups with things like greeters and stuff like that. What makes this different in your
Yeah. view? So we don't stand up and give a 30-second unique selling proposition. What I like to say is, you know, you standing up and trying to sell me something doesn't inspire me. Knowing Yeah. who you are, what you do, and the fact that you're going to take care of my clients, that's what inspires me. And that's what we help create in this environment. Our business owners and professionals are vulnerable.
How are they vulnerable, by the way?
So, like, I'll give you an example. A couple of months ago, one of the questions was, what was something that you overcame this year and what did you learn from it? Mm-hmm. And one of our members had been through a lot of different things, marriage issues, health issues. And this was four men sitting at a table and me. And one of the other guys said, man, why didn't I know about that? How come you didn't come to me? How come I couldn't text you and check up on you and help you? And so the other three men at that table are now going to hold him accountable to making sure that he reaches out and he gets the help from his peer group, right? This woman standing next to me, Lainey, 3 years ago was having some issues with her aunt who was dying, who was one of the closest people to her. And on Thanksgiving, at our Thanksgiving meeting, she said she didn't know how she would have gotten through it without this group.
Okay, let me switch it over then to Lainey. Lainey, since your ears are burning and she
yes.
brought up your name. Now, you are a virtual COO.
Correct.
What have you gained from this and what is, you know, what are you all about with
this
group?
Well, you know, as Lisa said, the relationships have been phenomenal. The business connections, I mean, my business has exponentially grown in the last 3 years.
And first off, what is a virtual COO?
It is a chief operations officer.
Gotcha. All right.
So basically I come in and I tear your business apart, put it back together, make it more efficient, scalable systems, technology processes. But this business, this NIA stuff has been really impactful in my life. Like the people in this room, we're friends. We're not just business colleagues, we're friends. We can call each other up and ask for support on the friend level, on the business level. We can connect with each other.
But it's more of a club, though, from what I'm understanding, right? Or a meeting group, right? There's more to it than that.
Yeah, I mean, we're a meeting. It's business, you know, but it's relationship building. It's getting to know each other and trusting each other to know, like Lisa said, we're going to take care of each other's clients.
Oh, take care of each other's clients then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then has it helped you improve your business? And how has it done that?
Yes. Financially, it's made a huge impact in my business over the last 3 years. And I think the most amazing thing about NIA is you come in every month and you look at how you can improve your business. So it gives you opportunity to take away from the meeting and go back and implement in your business or reflect on what you've accomplished. Meeting that we did, it was at the end of last year. And it was, what did you do? What did you accomplish over the last 12 months? And to be able to sit and reflect on what you accomplished and what you overcame, what your successes were, what your failures were, was really insightful and really impactful to go, actually, I did a lot this year. Because we don't think about what we've done and what we've accomplished.
But it's helped you build the business, right?
Oh yeah.
That's what I just wanted to focus on because I mean, you can have all sorts of networking meetings. And one of my complaints about networking meetings that I've seen in the past there, in which it was just kind of like, okay, all right, this is all really nice. I like all these people and things like that. How am I going to make more money so I can stay in business?
Well,
you know,
I'm
and
very
grow?
Careful to reflect on financial stuff because of the FTC, but in the first year to 13 months, I made over 100 grand from Network in Action in my business.
Really?
Straight from Network in Action.
That's interesting. Okay. You see, that's a real positive thing.
It is, but I'm careful because I know what.
Yeah.
I know how to make financial claims.
Okay. No, as long as it's not a pyramid scheme.
Not a pyramid scheme. I don't think so, at least.
All right. Hey, Lainey, I appreciate you sharing a little bit about
this. Yes.
See, that's why we're doing this. This is kind of like open for business. It's the fact finders, as it were, this morning. Hey, now, another person that is part of this group that Lisa McLeese-Kelly brought in is Brittany Bright. Now, Brittany, you are a CPA-trained bookkeeper of sorts, right? And now you don't do taxes, but what do you do and how has being a Networking in Action helped you?
Yeah, so I'm kind of an oddball, but I like to be the oddball. The weird people are the ones that get noticed, right? No, I am a CPA. I've been in the accounting field for a long time, but really just found there was a need for business owners to understand their finances. And I really had a passion for those business owners to say, hey, like, yeah, we can do your bookkeeping, but we can also help you understand what those look like. And so when I was meeting with folks when I first started up, they said, hey, you should talk with Lisa. I said, who's this Lisa person? Everyone keeps talking about Lisa, you know?
Yeah,
so I met with Lisa,
yeah.
And Lisa's like, hey, you should be part of this group. I'm like, well, I've never been part of a networking group. What does that mean, you know? And she's like, well, just come join. So I came and sat down, and oh my gosh, it was like business therapy. It was awesome. And I walked in, and everyone was so welcoming.
And what did you do differently before that changed once you did this?
Sometimes
you're talking about being business therapy, right?
Yeah,
I find interested in that.
It's very interesting. Well, for me, I was very new to the industry, like in terms of having a business owner. You know, even though I did accounting for 12 years, I always worked for someone. So I was doing something on my own. And Lisa was kind enough to be like, hey, let me introduce you to all these folks. And I've always heard about BNI and other groups that people were just always bogged down by how much they had to do all the time. Lisa's like, you just got to show up once a month and meet with some folks. And I'm like, I can do that.
And, you know, the interesting part with you being CPA, you know, being in that side of it, I could see how a lot of people are thinking, well, I could just run my finances through artificial intelligence, right? Do you ever have to say, you got to be real careful about that? You need a human eye taking a look at this
stuff, right? Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's definitely some things that technology can do, but you definitely need someone looking that over and helping you understand what your numbers actually mean.
So it's worked really well for you then. I just want to make sure and do
that. NIA has brought about 90% of my business into my company.
Other person that's part of NIA this morning is Tom Randall. Now, Tom, you're with State Farm, right, Tom?
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about, you know, what you're into, what NIA has done for you, and maybe how it's improved business, because we're all about making business better here in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, so I've been a part of a lot of different networking groups over my career, and I was actually up late, or early, if you prefer, and trying to find one, because I had looked at a different group, and it just wasn't working out, and I found NIA. And I saw that Lisa's name was on it, and I had known her and her integrity and how she does things. And I sent her a message at, I think it was 5:30 in the morning, I sent an email, and she responded by 6. And then by 11, we were having a conversation as she was going to the airport to fly somewhere. And it was just incredible to have that type of feedback from an owner of a networking organization. And so that was incredible to start with.
Mm-hmm.
And then how the meetings are run are completely different from any of these other organizations, where you really do get to know and care about the other business owners and build relationships, which is huge for me, because that's why I wanted to be part of a networking group, not just to help build business, but be able to refer customers to people that are really good at what they do.
And of course, insurance companies have found themselves under a bit of pressure here as of late. I imagine fire mapping and everything else. Are you doing anything with that at all?
So yeah, the fire maps, we hear that question all the time. And the funny thing is, no insurance companies that I know of utilize that fire map. So really what people...
But they think you do.
They think they... Yeah, everyone thinks we do, but we don't. And every company uses it different. They use their own maps. And what most people don't know with State Farm in particular, and this helps me with this networking group to get that message out, is we're the number one insurer in the nation and have been for the last 60 years, but no one but a State Farm agent can quote for State Farm.
Yeah, gotcha. What about your photos with Santa thing? You got to tell us that real quick.
Yes.
That's a happy dance thing.
We're doing our fourth annual photos with Santa and the Grinch tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. at my office on Union Avenue in Grants Pass. And anyone's invited. They're free. It's something we love doing. My grandpa was a huge Grinch fan before he died, so I had to make sure the Grinch was there with those photos.
Gotcha. All right. So Tom's going to be working that and, of course, helps you with insurance. We just talked with Brittany, who, of course, can help you with bookkeeping and learning more about that. And Lainey, the one thing I forgot about that is that you actually help people with outdated systems get automated, too. I think I wanted to make sure
yes.
to focus on that briefly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Good. So, Lisa, this is what is going on with your group, Network in Action. I think you have some pretty good, evangelists for this.
We have amazing people.
Okay. How can people find out more about it and get the information, get in touch with you, and maybe they can start making more money, too, and having a better life, I think. Really
yeah.
What you're talking
so
about.
Go to that link, networkconnection.com. Mm-hmm. Look at find a group. Scroll down, see Oregon. You'll see the three groups that we have so far. The new Christian groups that's starting. We need just about everybody. We have a financial advisor and a realtor. So if you're not that, let's talk. If you're a Christian, by Christian I mean you have a relationship with Jesus. That's how you run your business.
Okay. So is everything then based on what the in other words, you have one realtor, you have one
correct.
Insurance person, you have one that, right? That
correct.
Kind of thing. Good. I just want to make sure that I understood the rules here.
Yeah.
Correctly.
But we're okay if you want to network in other groups. And if you belong to another group that doesn't let you network outside of them, you can just sign up for the coaching only and you will not get a guaranteed return on investment, which is what I give everybody else. Otherwise, you get next year free. But you can still come to the meetings and get the coaching that comes along with it.
Hey, yeah, good reputation in the community. So I think you're going to do really well with this.
Thank
okay?
you.
All right. Networkinaction.com. And then just click on the find a group. It is 8:58 and change.
Hi, it's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, wishing you and your family a safe and joyous Christmas season. And on behalf of everyone at Kelly's, I'd like to offer a simple reminder about God's greatest gift to humanity, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
As a business owner, you likely do a lot of driving around town, so turn your business vehicle into an attention-getting rolling billboard. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab brands and restyles cars, pickups, vans, even big rigs with durable vinyl to present your business logo and info in a professional, contemporary design that's guaranteed to make a bold statement. The Wash Buggy Wrap Lab is your source for paint protection film, window tint, and vinyl wrap for your personal vehicle, too. Get your design suggestion today. Visit washbuggyautospa.com.
Matt here with an urgent message from the Josephine County Republican Party. Similar to what President Trump experienced, politically motivated citizens are using lawfare and misinformation in an attempt to recall Commissioner John West, one of our most fiscally conservative commissioners of all time. Win or lose, this misguided recall will waste $60,000 of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. When you receive your recall ballot, vote no on this political attack and drop it at the county courthouse, the Republican Party headquarters, or as a last resort in the mail. Your action is urgently needed. If those opposed do not submit ballots, one of our most effective commissioners will be recalled. Stop the John West derangement syndrome. The Josephine County Republican Party urges you to counter this injustice by voting no and turning in your ballot by December 17th. Thank you. Paid for by Josephine County Republican Central Committee, PAC 319.
This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Town Hall News will join it in progress.